Franklin Graham Again Slams Christianity Today for Anti-Trump Stance. By Joshua Kaplan on December 23, 2019. Christian evangelist Reverend Franklin Graham on Monday took to social media to once again blast Christianity Today for describing President Donald Trump as profoundly immoral in a recently released opinion editorial. Graham wrote in a Facebook post. Liberal-leaning Christianity Today said that President Donald J. Trump should be removed from office because he is profoundly immoral. Really? Profoundly? What does that even mean? Is profoundly immoral worse than mildly immoral? Or slightly immoral? Or worse than just being plain old immoral? It's like when someone tells a lie, does it matter if it was an all-out lie or just a little white lie? No, both are lies. The Bible says all have sinned. That's clear. The Bible doesn't call us big sinners or little sinners, we're just all sinners. The most important question is whether we have been forgiven. Speaking as someone who is profoundly immoral, I'm just thankful that I have been profoundly forgiven. On Thursday, one day after the House approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Galli wrote the president's contacts with Ukraine were both unconstitutional and profoundly immoral. The President of the United States attempted to use his political power to coerce a foreign leader to harass and discredit one of the president's political opponents, Galli wrote. That is not only a violation of the Constitution. More importantly, it is profoundly immoral. Shortly after Galli's piece was published, Graham revealed his father, Billy Graham, voted for then-candidate Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election because he believed he was the best man to lead the United States. My father knew Donald Trump, he believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump, Graham wrote in a Facebook post on Friday morning. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. Graham then acknowledged that while his late father founded Christianity Today, he would have not only disagreed with the op-ed but been deeply disappointed that it would have been published. Galli's pointed criticism even drew scorn from President Trump himself, who slammed the magazine as far left. A far left magazine, or very progressive, as some would call it, which has been doing poorly and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president, he tweeted. No president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close. You'll not get anything from those Dems on stage, he added.